This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The conditions list begins with a grant of immunity. This is something that the committee has already made clear they're not going to do. She's also saying this cannot be at Maxwell's prison, the interview that is. She wants the questions in advance and would only do this after the U.S. Supreme Court case is resolved. Now, she filed an appeal to the Supreme Court. We don't know if they're going to take it up, but we could possibly wait until June to get an answer there. She says if these conditions are not met, she will invoke her Fifth Amendment right.
So Trump made news, unfortunately, around the whole Epstein thing yesterday. I don't know why he keeps making news on this, but so that it lasts another day. But
they keep asking him.
Yeah, but he's got to sidestep it or something. But anyway, before we get to that topic, do you have your head wrapped around the Ghislaine Maxwell testimony thingy? What's going on here? What she's hoping for? What are lawyers hoping for? So she's saying
she's hoping for a lighter sentence,
of course. Yeah. But does she have any leverage for that?
So
she's saying she wants the questions ahead of time. She wants immunity, and then she'll come talk to Congress and answer questions. But would we believe what she says?
That's in the eye of the beholder. I would tend to, not, as she's her
and
entire
who,
adult life has been debauchery and dishonesty.
But who's mostly demanding it at this point? Is it the Republicans or the Democrats?
Both. Both the MAGA, the Republicans to appease the MAGA base, and again, this is the most interesting part of the scandal to me, is you have two sides interested in keeping it going for completely opposite reasons. But so the Republicans, certain Republicans, really feel the need to satisfy the MAGA base that, look, we're doing everything we can to get to the bottom of this. Because having pumped it up for years, and I've got some quotes that are like, come on, from, Bongino and MGT and people like that. But anyway, so they've got to be seen trying their hardest. So they want this Ghislaine Maxwell in. They're going to ask her all sorts of questions and say, there, we did our best.
But so
the Democrats just want to embarrass the Republicans, keep that division going, and pray that there's more Trump tie to what's his face.
Well, first, do you think, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this if it's a hypothetical that'll never going to happen. Do you think there's a chance she ends up sitting there in Congress and answering questions? Like a good chance?
In maybe not in D.C. I could see a committee trekking to Florida as they do sometimes.
And then what would be
grilling her? Yeah, I could.
But
see
so,
that.
What would be the differencing between the questioning with the Republicans and Democrats? Would it be the same sort of questioning?
The Democrats would probably just ask whether Trump was at various parties and what he did and that sort of thing. I would guess.
And then the Republicans would ask about the sex trafficking of children, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And other perps, other perpetrators.
So I think her getting out would be horrible. Getting even a lesser sentence would be horrible. She was involved in underage sex trafficking. That's horrifying. But so would immunity just mean she can't get in worse trouble?
Yeah. She can't get prosecuted for anything she says. Can't be. It would be inadmissible.
Although, how old is he? Somebody Google her age, Katie. Is she like 50? So she's got a 20-year sentence. She'd be pretty old when she gets out.
Yeah, I think she's at least 50.
Yeah.
Well, right. So she has every reason in the world to strike some sort of deal. And I have a feeling her instructions...
...of every newspaper in America, if you wanted. Every bit of information, if you... There was nothing stopping you. The dominant media does not
right.
follow up on that.
Nah, it's just clickbait. there are no standards. There are no ethics anymore. It's all
I mean, that is kind of a funny thing to leave out. The fact that all of the information you're talking about, you completely could have released for four entire years, but did not. Anywho, right. So Trump was with a reporter on the plane yesterday. A reporter was asking him about the fallout with Epstein, and you stopped talking to him because he was stealing employees. What was going on with that, Donald? Here it is.
Well, maybe they're the same thing, you know, sort of a little bit of the same thing. But no, he took people that worked for me, and I told him, don't do it anymore, and he did it. And I said, stay the hell out of here.
Okay, goes on.
Did one of those stolen, persons, that include Virginia Effery?
I don't know. I think she worked at the spa. I think so. I think that was one of the people, yeah. He stole her. And by the way, she had no complaints about us, as you know, none whatsoever.
So they're talking about the most famous girl from this whole scandal. She's the cute blonde, I think 17 at the time, standing there with Prince Andrew that ruined his whole life and should have. Because I think he was knowingly having sex with underage girls. But so she's that famous one. Trump's answer is, I don't know. I don't know. I think so. She might have worked at the spa. She did work at the spa. Yeah, she worked at the spa.
And she never had any complaints. Well, you're not helping.
What way of remember? I don't even. He has such a weird way of revealing information or talking.
Or he's thinking through how much he can reveal and how much is safe in real time. And it's weird because normally. If you were going to evade, you would say, I don't recall. And then you would go back and think about it or ask your aides and say, you know, I'm 90% sure she actually was one of the people poached from the spa or whatever. Saying that, I mean, it's like my wife sees me out to lunch with an attractive woman. Do you know her? No. I mean, I might. I do. But, we're just friends.
Her name is Shelley. Here's her phone number in my phone.
Right, exactly.
we all know this, I think, if we've been following court cases and politics for a while. I don't recall is the perfect thing to always say, because nobody can claim you can recall something from last week, let alone, what year was that? 2004 or something like that?
Something like that,
There's no way the guy who runs the entire golf club should remember from a 20 years ago, somebody that worked in the spa when she was 17. So he doesn't have to remember. But he does. But he does. Why does he remember one girl who worked there 20 years ago?
Or, as I said earlier, it's entirely possible because this woman's name has been in the news for a very long time. God bless her. She's committed suicide recently. Been troubled her whole life. Terrible, terrible childhood, etc. Not surprisingly. But anyway, it's entirely possible, as this has been in the news now for years and years, somebody pointed out, you know, Virginia, was that her name, Virginia Joffrey?
Yeah.
She worked at Mar-a-Lago. She was one of the people Epstein poached that pissed you off so much. It's entirely possible he was just reminded of it.
You know, I don't know how his brain works or what interactions he had with her, but there's a hell of a lot of people that worked at this radio station 20 years ago. They could walk up to me right now and... I would say I'll bet you $1 million I don't know you.
Yeah, it happens and it's hurtful and I feel bad when it does. But
he remembers her, I guess. Well, at first he didn't. I don't know. Well, I do know. Actually, I know very well. And she was happy working here. What?
Yeah.
I don't
very
think
Trumpian.
I don't. This doesn't lead me to believe that there's some there around Trump. just because he answered that way. But that was a, if his goal was to keep the story going for another day and make people wonder, he did a good job. And if his goal was to give the media a reason to continue answering, asking questions, because when you ask a question, you might get a different answer than you got the other day. If you dig.
Right, right. I still remember, and I mentioned this on the air, listening to two very, very well-connected, smart, New York-based journalists saying, like, 3 weeks ago now that, and it was on a Friday, I think, Thursday or Friday, they said, yeah, by Monday, it'll be over. Nobody will be talking about this. And they were just wrong as wrong can be. And when I look at, you know, it's funny, I'm preparing a thing on Gaza, on Hamas and Israel. You have two parties that have no interest in coming to a deal that either one could conceivably take, in spite of the mewling that they must on the media. These people just, they have no capacity for critical thought. Anyway, the Joffrey thing is, I'm sorry, not the Joffrey thing, the Ghislaine Maxwell thing is the opposite. She will agree to virtually anything that gets her a reduced sentence of any sort.
Or as
so
I
have a strong feeling the grilling will occur.
Even if it's not a reduced sentence, just better living conditions, maybe.
Anything.
I mean, if I'm going to be there the rest of my life and I get a bigger cell or a view or a TV or I don't know what she has and what doesn't have now, but, you know, why not? And then I got to go out and I spin a tale about, oh, yeah, Prince Andrew, I think I saw him 8 times or whatever. He can make up anything.
Right, exactly. Yeah, she has no downside. So, yeah, she might as well promise whatever she perceives will get her the best deal.
And as Chuck Schumer said, this is a national security threat at this point. Clearly, there's something.
Chuck Schumer told me it was Wednesday. I would check the calendar.
We got a lot more on the way. Your thoughts on any of this? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
Trustandwill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit trustandwill.com today for total peace of mind. That's trustandwill.com.
If you're sending your child off to college this fall, give them more than just a backpack and a laptop. Give them peace of mind. Give them a Byrna. That's Byrna. The Byrna Less Lethal Launcher is the ultimate off-campus protection without the legal, financial, or emotional burden of using a firearm. I carry one and recommend anyone concerned about the personal safety of their family should have a Byrna too. And now, Byrna introduces the Compact Launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol, about the size of a smartphone, but packs a serious punch. It fires powerful kinetic and tear gas rounds that can stop an attacker cold for up to 40 minutes, perfect for women, students, or anyone who wants to feel safer without carrying a gun. No background checks, legal in all 50 states, ships right to your door. Byrna is trusted by hundreds of law enforcement agencies and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com to learn more or try before you buy at your local Sportsman's Warehouse.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence,
Rancheria, for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What does the term TV even mean anymore? Is that should we even use that term, or is it going to hang around in the same way that people say roll down your windows, even though there's no rolling going on anymore? I guess because, like, I think I'm closer to the way young people take in video, television, than maybe some people my age are. Everything, 99% of what I watch is on my phone, so I don't know when anything's on or sit down and watch television. Leading up to the fact that I don't sit down and watch Greg Gutfeld at night. I know my parents do. They sit down and watch it. It's like appointment television. It is a late night talk show that gets better ratings than Colbert or Fallon or Kimmel, or at least it has for a while now. Mm-hmm. And he does a monologue, and he has guests, and it's very political, but it's political leaning right as opposed to leaning left, and does pretty well. Anywho, Michael played three jokes for me from his monologue, and I think I was starting to get that if I watched it, if I actually sat down and watched it, there would be a benefit to the building of the jokes one after another. Because we take them in on this show one at a time. I think if you watched them one after another, it'd be a little different. But anyway, let's do three of these one at a time just so we have time to laugh, Michael, here, just like you played them for me.
New research says lifting weights can help fend off erectile dysfunction. After hearing the news, Bill Clinton attached a dumbbell to his penis.
So I was thinking, because I know my parents watch every night, I was trying to picture, did my mom and dad, my mom, did she sit there on the couch and laugh at that joke? Did they pretend it didn't happen? I don't know. But if Colbert's average age was 68, what's Gutfeld's on Fox? It's got to be in the 70s.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, I was shocked to hear that 68 figure for Colbert.
Anyway, another joke.
Rashida Tlaib posted a video of herself banging a metal pan with a spoon. Some say it was to show her support of the Palestinians. Others say it was her way of telling everyone that she's out of kibble.
and wow. I know. And one more.
On Saturday, Dan Bongino posted a message on X saying since coming to the FBI, he's seen things that, quote, shock him to his core and changed him forever. The same was said by Joy Behar's team of waxers.
Oh. There you go. That's just a flavor of what you get if you watch.
Yeah, that is funny stuff. Gotta love it. We have no time to do anything at this point.
Not anything?
An update on the backlash against the backlash against the backlash against Sydney Sweeney's jeans ad. Perhaps the fakest fake reversi in the history of fake reversi.
Like, does this exist anywhere but Twitter, this controversy? Is anybody in real life talking about it?
Whoa. Real life, no. But I was shown headlines from, it was probably a dozen, certainly 10 different publications. Talking about the backlash against the ad. Is it white supremacy? As the Columbia Journalism School educated media elite of America's useful dopey newsrooms continues to cling to that ideology. That's why that the woke thing is going to have such a long half-life. They've got academia and the media.
Yeah, we played a clip from Good Morning America yesterday where they talked about the jeans commercial and had a professor on talking about how it reeked of white supremacy and eugenics. It's a jeans commercial, you realize. It's a young, attractive
with
woman in jeans.
Hot chick, yeah.
They're trying to sell jeans, is what they're doing.
Armstrong and Getty.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Her shakes and poisoning her with cyanide, arsenic, and eye drops. Adding the father of six had been cheating for most of their 23-year marriage and killed his wife because he wanted out of the marriage. In text messages presented in court, she said, "I feel drugged." And Craig replying, "Just for the record, I didn't drug you."
I know a few people that have been following that court case. Sounds like a good one from a, you know, watching Dateline sort of whodunit murder mystery sort of thing. Obviously, it's horrible, but six kids wanted out of his marriage, so comes up with some really complex, I'll poison her protein shakes plan to kill her, as opposed to just getting a divorce. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, sick.
I'd say.
It's always the spouse, or the neighbor, or a vagrant. Oh, speaking of court cases, I hate to focus on the grim, but that poor couple killed in Arkansas on the hiking trail?
Yeah.
Just a lunatic. Who knows? Who knows? I hope they catch the scumbag. So there are a couple of big kind of courtroom stories that are worth at least mentioning. The other day, a judge completely blocked a provision of the Big Beautiful Bill that defunded Planned Parenthood. It's a U.S. district judge, Obama appointee, questionable decision. It'll work its way through the courts. That's why we have appeals. It'll be fine. I found this interesting. You remember the big Supreme Court case where the Supreme Court said, no, you can't, just every individual district court judge can't issue a nationwide injunction and stop the federal government from doing stuff. Tim Sandifer was on the show with us. He hated that ruling because if something's unconstitutional in Omaha,
right,
it's unconstitutional in New York City.
I get both sides of the argument.
Right.
Because obviously that's true. But if all of a sudden every maybe not greatest judge in America, because they hate the current president, can stop everything they're trying to do, that ain't the greatest either.
Well, right, yeah, indeed. And they might know that they're full of crap, but if they can delay him for a month or a couple months or whatever, you know, if you're part of the resistance, that's probably enough. So it's a hell of an interesting question, but I remember at the time of the ruling, and Jack, this may shock you, the mainstream media grossly oversimplified what the ruling meant and misreported it.
I have often said the worst reporting in America is economic reporting, which is pretty damn bad. But reporting about what Supreme Court rulings mean is right up there. I mean, it's almost always, if I listen to an expert, it turns out to be completely different than I thought it was.
Or what they actually ruled on. So incomplete as to be useless.
Right.
Right, right. But I remember at the time when this came out, some learned commentator said, but the Supreme Court also made it clear that if the district courts satisfied some other, you know, I don't want to paraphrase and get it as wrong as I'm accusing the media of being, but they said, no, it can still happen, but they wanted to make it clear to the judges that certain steps needed to be made. And everybody ignored that, but it stuck in my head. Anyway, let's see, who is this? The Journal reporting, when the Supreme Court issued a blockbuster decision in June limiting the authority of federal judges to do what we were just talking about, the president was quick to pronounce the universal injunction all but dead. 1 month later, states, organizations, and individuals challenging government actions are finding a number of ways to notch wins against the White House, with judges in a growing list of cases making clear that sweeping relief remains available when they find the government has overstepped its constitutional authority. In at least 9 cases, judges have explicitly grappled with the Supreme Court's opinion and granted nationwide relief anyway. Has to do with they've used a range of tools defending the necessity of existing injunctions, filing class action lawsuits, and invoking a law that requires government agencies to act reasonably.
How many?
Administrative Procedures Act.
Did you say 9 times?
9.
So
yeah.
9 times in a month?
Since June.
It's July.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. This will continue on. I think all sane Americans were hoping for a sweet spot where if they're, you know, like canceling the freedom of speech in California, a district judge could go ahead and stop the canceling of free speech. At the same time, you can't have, you know, mere obstructionism.
Well, as we know, part of this is the result of presidents becoming more comfortable with making laws with their pen on their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it went through Congress and all the ways we're supposed to do things, we'd be in a different spot.
And Donald J. has been as enthusiastic or more enthusiastic about doing that as anybody else. Often in the service of undoing the horrible crap Joe Biden did. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day. Anyway, it's all leading up to just a quick mention, and it's hilarious to me, This has been in the back of my mind all the time when we're talking about tariffs. The courts haven't yet ruled. And this piece by Jess Braven is talking about how Donald Trump has cited one emergency after another to use his pen and his phone. He's declared dozens of presidential documents in dozens of documents that the U.S. faces emergencies, requiring him to take extraordinary actions to circumvent normal government processes. We here at the show have for many years said, beware of so-called emergency powers. They are just a flashing red light that somebody's going to abuse their power. Trump has done it a lot, to be fair. But anyway, Trump has declared national emergencies involving energy production, border crossings from Mexico, transnational cartels. I would suggest that at least two of those three are very legit.
Yeah, the border was full
perfectly
on.
Perfectly legit.
Border was definitely an emergency.
He's proclaimed that the actions of the International Criminal Court, California water regulations, protests against immigration policies all constitute emergencies in one form or another. All right, blah, blah, blah. But the president's strategy faces its biggest test yet tomorrow when his use of tariffs to address a range of commercial, political, and diplomatic issues he has called emergencies goes before a federal appeals court in Washington. The case is expected to eventually reach the Supreme Court. And if Trump wins, legal experts say he could claim broad unilateral power to regulate the economy.
If it reaches the Supreme Court, it won't be till October. And then whenever they rule on it, so the tariffs could be in place till next June and the Supreme Court comes out with the ruling that he can't do that, actually. And then we go back to whatever they were before. I mean, what happened?
Wrong! Wrong! No, what could happen is this appeals court could say, we're issuing an injunction against this. This is an abuse of power. And the Supreme Court could either decline to take it up completely or let that ruling stand pending hearings or whatever. So they have several options that don't include just immediate overturning or waiting till October to overturn it. So who knows? Several courts have rejected his proclamation under the 1798. That's the immigration thing. Let's see. Let me get
But remember,
the,
back to your emergency, using the example of emergencies, remember Biden's original wiping out student loan debt was under the emergency power from 9/11 so that people in the military didn't have to make their college loan payments while they were fighting overseas in Afghanistan. I mean,
with a little COVID layered on top of
yeah,
it. Yeah.
So, the emergency powers are ridiculous.
So anyway, Trump relied on the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act, saying that our trade deficits are an emergency. Therefore, I am imposing all of these tariffs, even though the Constitution gives Congress the power to impose tariffs, which are a tax. But the Congress can delegate authority to the president. Blah, blah, blah. He can take steps to deal with, quote, unusual and extraordinary threats to America's national security, foreign policy, or economy. Very vaguely worded. And so Trump's unprecedented, I'm going to do individual deals with every country on earth thing, is absolutely going to be kicked around now by the courts, as it should be. But all of this could be whistled and given a yellow card.
Wow. So what we've got for you coming up, we've got a grouping of very odd WNBA stories, a combination of dinosaurs like Jurassic Park with a Vietnam War movie. Have you seen a trailer for this?
What the hell?
Yeah, I know. It's Vietnam, and in the trailer, and it's got Creedence Clearwater in the background. Yeah,
yes.
It ain't me! It ain't me! I mean, it's a good Vietnam War sort of setting. I lost 5 Green Berets. We got to figure out what happened. And it turns out it's dinosaurs got them. And so the U.S. Army in Vietnam's fighting dinosaurs.
I could just see that elevator pitch. Look, boss, I got an idea. It's Apocalypse Now meets Jurassic Park. And I'm thinking, what the?
It's exactly what it looks like. It looks like Apocalypse Now meets Jurassic Park. Exactly. Yes, Katie, what's the name of it?
It's called Primitive War, and it comes to theaters August 21st.
Yeah, and Henry said, Dad, you got to take me, and if you don't take me, I'm going to find a way to sneak out of the house and go.
You're going to have realistic portrayals of people being bitten in half.
Yeah, I know. But what a hilarious premise. And one of their taglines is, this is no walk in the park, as in this is not your kind of your Jurassic Park silliness sort of dinosaurs eating people.
Does anybody else find this horrifically distasteful?
Oh, my God. Why did you have to make it the Vietnam War?
I am fascinated and horrified by this.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, we've got the WNBA stuff. We've got a bunch of stuff, so stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You probably think your 401k is safe, that it's growing, that it'll be enough for your retirement. But what if it's not? Here's the truth. Your 401k was never designed to make you wealthy. It was created in a corporate boardroom to shift retirement costs and investment risk onto you. Designed to keep your money trapped, exposed to Wall Street crashes, inflation, and uncertainty you can't control. Until now, Americans are taking back control by turning to real assets, like gold. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands protect their future by converting part of their retirement savings into physical gold. Talk to Noble Gold today and learn how safe and easy it is to roll your 401k into a tax-advantaged gold IRA without penalties or headaches. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit, including a step-by-step guide to get started. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Kick off your week with straight-up facts. Tune in to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for unbiased reporting, we deliver the real deal on what's happening in our county. Crisp updates and honest discussions that matter. Got a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or DM them at townhallbriefonlinktree.com. The Town Hall Brief, your trusted source for local news. Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Britain, is a jackass. Hamas will never agree to anything Israel could agree to.
What?
And there's just not going to be an end to this anytime soon. Anybody thinks there is just wishing reality away. Trying to wish reality away. That next hour.
Yeah, when we talk about that, I want to talk about... I've learned more about where they're going with free speech in Great Britain. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to sound that alarm for a long time. It's disturbing.
They're off the rails.
Mm-hmm. Canada, too. Australia, to some extent.
So the biggest star in WNBA history, Caitlin Clark, has been injured for quite some time. So that has hurt the league viewing. But they're still finding a way to make news.
I went through the rim. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's going to go ahead to the back. Oh, no.
Timeout called for Copper to deal with the malfunction.
They didn't want to say it, I guess. One of the players lost their wig during a play.
Yeah, got screened and the wig got knocked off. So she slapped her hands to her head, grabbed the wig off the court, and ran to the locker room. Something you don't often see in the NBA. But then there was more, Jack. Apparently, her Mercury teammates noticed a fan mocking Ms. Copper. What was her name? What is it? It doesn't matter. Mocking her for losing her wig and had him ejected.
Well, you're not allowed to make a comment about wig loss?
Apparently not. Yeah, the refs and officials can be heard saying to each other they made fun of her for the situation on the floor.
How many women wear wigs? Is that a common thing, women wearing wigs in the
WNBA?
Katie, you know this?
A lot of them do. Yeah,
a lot of them wear wigs?
Yes, which I commemorate them for because I would die.
Oh yeah,
yeah, a lot of them wear wigs.
Hot, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and by the way, she's being called Hair Jordan.
How do you not get ejected?
How do you not? That's too
Kalia
good.
Kalia Cooper. Yeah,
her hairness. Oh,
that's beautiful. Yeah.
Wow.
Is it just trying to look glam to get like advertising contracts and stuff like that? I mean, everybody wants to look good. I don't fault somebody for trying to look good. There are plenty of NBA players who've got, you know, dyed hair
sure.
or braids or whatever, but
a wig.
You're wearing a wig. A wig hat, as the old blues sayers
say. And I would think it'd be...
Blues singers used to say.
I would think it'd be pretty easy to have that thing come off your head while you're playing. Forearm crosses your head when they're trying to swipe for the ball, and all of a sudden your wig's there in the lane.
As displayed.
As displayed in the lane.
Yeah, but as
the lane for the wig.
But as sorry, part of you is in the lane for 3 seconds. Read the rules. There is a certain irony, though, to the hard ass pay us what you owe us WNBA players. That if their wig gets knocked off, they're like, yeah, and they run to the locker room clutching their wig, and a timeout is called on the floor because of wig loss.
Wow, I feel like
really.
Some sort of misogyny, yes,
and,
Katie?
I mean, some of the girls are out there also wearing fake lashes.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Angel Reese has those on.
Yeah. She's but she's got like a multi-million dollar fashion contract with a variety of different products. So I get it. That wasn't the only thing that made news in the WNBA last night. We have this
type of activity. Yeah. And no one's picked the object up yet. You got to, oh my gosh. Okay.
Getty.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.